I guess we are fellow travelers. He bowed again, but didn't say a word. I suppose you are going to Stavropol?
Yes, sir, I am, with some government baggage.
Will you please explain to me how is that four oxen easily manage to pull your heavy carriage, while six animals can barely haul my empty one with the help of all these assistants? He smiled wisely, casting a glance at me as if to size me up. I bet you haven't been long in the Caucasus.
About a year, I replied.
He smiled again. Why do you ask?
No particular reason, sir. They're awful good for nothing, these Asiatics. You don't think their yelling helps much, do you? You can't tell what the hell they're saying, but the oxen understand them all right. Hitch up 20 of the animals if you want to, and they won't butch as soon as those fellows begin yelling in their own language. Terrific cheats there are. But what can you do about them? They do like to skin the traveler. Spoiled there are. The robbers. You will see, they will make you tip them too. I know them by now. They won't fool me.